you just can't pick a date. You know, you just...
Right.
Because they just pushed off again and again and again. But we'll push to next year, and I think we'll still call it the 40th.
Okay.
That's right.
And actually, Jim, I wonder, this isn't a village thing, but making an announcement about Belen and Purveya opening up to 65 and above village anywhere for COVID vaccines.
Thank you. And I do have one other one, and that is Saturday, Zambaldi's is having their one-year anniversary celebration. So they have gutted it through, the hardest year ever for opening up, and so share that with folks. Brad, did you have something?
Yes. You may have seen in the paper and on our Facebook, the original Austin's has been sold. The Austin family operated the grocery store, I want to say, for 47 or 67 years. We thank them for everything they've done in the community. And look forward to the new ownership.
Great. Any other announcements? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4. Carrie, have we received any public comment on anything?
No, we have not.
Okay. The only communication I've had this week from a resident was apparently from Langlade. Wanting to be in person and having school be in person. But I know the school board's talking about that tonight, I believe. Okay, we will move on to item number 5. It is bittersweet to say that this is a resolution 2021. Hold on. And by the way, if we don't have a motion to approve, Debbie's going to come back.
She's got to stay.
But item number 5, action regarding resolution 2021-01, thanking Debbie Bainan for her years of service as village clerk and treasurer of the village of Alloway. I will read this. Resolution 2021-01, village of Alloway. Whereas Debbie Bainan retired on January 2nd, 2021, after over 31 years of employment with the Village of Alloway, and whereas Debbie Bainan was brought on as a temp worker in December of 1988 and hired by the Village as the clerk typist 1 for the Recreation Department on April 3rd, 1989, due to increase in change in her duties, her job was reclassified to clerk typist 2. Then secretary, and appointed as deputy clerk in 1994. And whereas Debbie Bainan was appointed city treasurer on May 1st, 2007, and whereas Debbie Bainan has made significant contributions clerk to over 45 elections completed fairly and efficiently in the village of Alloway and the state of Wisconsin, and whereas throughout her years of dedicated service to the village, Debbie has maintained a standard of excellence in all of her endeavors, and has been an invaluable asset as an employee and co-worker, and be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board, current and former administrators, staff members, as well as residents of the Village of Alloway, do express our deepest and most sincere appreciation for the dedication, professionalism, and integrity of Ms. Bainan, who has served the Village of Alloway for the past 31 years, and do hereby wish her well in her well-deserved retirement. Potentially passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this 19th day of 2021. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Harris.
We can check with Debbie. Is it possible for all 7 of us to make the motion?
Probably not.
All right, then I will make a motion to approve.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Atler. Any discussion?
How do you thank you?
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. This makes it seem so official and done.
Oh, my gosh. You have been amazing, and I hope you have a fantastic retirement and get to enjoy it.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that, yeah, in December of 1988, Town Employment sent me on a 3-month assignment at the Village Hall in Alloway to fill an employee moving out of the state, to fill in a position for an employee moving out of the state and to provide time for the village to update the position description and hire a new employee. At the time, I was only looking for part-time work while my kids were in school. And with that being said, I have to thank then-Administrator Clarence Matusik, Clerk Treasurer Sue Foxworthy, and Director of Parks, Rec, and Forestry John Reed for encouraging me to apply for the Clerk Typist 1 position in the Rec Department. They were great role models and instrumental in my career with the Village. I really enjoyed working for the Village, but the time has come for me to retire, and I couldn't have asked for better board members and group of co-workers to end my career with than there are now. Last but not least, I wish Carrie all the best. She was an outstanding deputy clerk, and I know she'll continue to do a great job in her new position as clerk treasurer.
Thank you very much. Debbie, you have made being the president of the Village of Alloway a piece of cake, as much of a piece of cake as it can be. And Carrie is going to fill those shoes very well. But I personally thank you very much for everything you've done for us.
Thank you all. I hope to run into you at events or new things going on in the village.
There you go.
After COVID has ended.
And you will get your certificate. And if you'd like to ever get a picture for your wall or whatever, just let us know.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okey-doke.
Well, I think it's a fruit first, right? It still needs to be adopted.
We have a motion to approve the resolution 2021-01 and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We have a motion and I'm so confused now. We have a motion to approve and a second, and I'll say aye. So, motion's approved. Thank you.
Thank you all. Take care.
Bye, Dad.
Debbie. Bye. Not going to hang around?
No.
Good for you.
Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Action item number 6. Authorization to purchase a replacement utility vehicle, UTV, for the Parks Department. Mr. Clark, can everyone see the memo that's on the screen? Okay.
Yes, we're looking for authorization to replace one of our UTVs. That machine is currently 10 years old and has surpassed its lifespan. This item was approved during budget season for 2021, and we're looking to stay with the current brand that we've had, the Kubota brand. Not only is it a good product, and we have attachments that fit that type of or that brand, but also we were able to get the government pricing, which I believe it was took almost $4,700 off the list price, which brought that down under $20,000. So we're looking at a sale price of $19,136.84.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
That is within what we had budgeted for that.
I'm sorry, Chris, could you repeat that?
Sure, and that is within what we had budgeted for that item. Also, we tend to, all of our equipment that we replace, we've been selling at auction through the Wisconsin Surplus Auction site. And as you have, if you recall, we do get great prices on selling through that, much more than we typically would get on trade value.
Okay. Any questions for Chris? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion on this item.
I would move to approve.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Atwood, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 7, action regarding leaf vacuum unit and used your garbage truck. Mr. Jean.
This year, Public Works staff will build a third leaf sucker truck. March of last year, the Village Board approved purchase of a used garbage truck from DePere. We will be picking that up middle to end of February. We have recently received a quote from McQueen Equipment to purchase a leaf sucker unit. That unit will be put on the garbage truck. Quoted price from McQueen is $54,348. March of last year, early last year, we were doing the same thing. We were in the process of purchasing a ODB leaf sucker unit. I had at the time put out quotes and had only received one quote. Through that process, discovered that McQueen is the dealership in this territory, and no others will provide a price. So didn't do that this year. Went directly to McQueen. They provided us a quote, and they ended up matching the price provided last year to the village.
Okay. Any questions for Sean? So Sean has it. Proved to be successful using the leaf vacuums versus the parade?
Yes, yeah. We were fortunate this year that we had two units. With COVID was, the unknown of who's going to be here on any given day. We were able to accomplish the goal. We were able to make multiple round trips around the village, and that we were able to do so with the leaf sucker trucks. We did have to go out to Baylor, but with the third leaf sucker truck, we're hopeful that we can eliminate that altogether, which is a messy process, which I think I've seen. And it is very equipment and employee intensive. It requires all of the public, I should say public works department, it requires everybody in the street department to be involved, including the mechanics. So, it did save us money this year, and we're looking forward to moving away from the bent line operation and to the sucking of the leaves.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Sean? Brad?
Just a comment that this was approved by Public Works last week, or recommended to the Village Board for approval. Sorry, we don't have the minutes done correct or quite yet.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Okay, I will accept the motion on this item. Lynn.
I would move that we purchase OBD leaf vacuum unit for $54,348 from McQueen Equipment.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second that.
Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. And before we go on to number 8, I have a question from Mr. Hughes, who is on the phone or on the line. Mr. Hughes asked says that he has an issue he'd like to address. Is there a specific time or a way I need to go about this? I was just told to go to this meeting. Nothing else was detailed. So, Curtis, Brett, are you familiar with that at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Curtis, I would recommend you contact Brad Lang, our village administrator. And if he can help you with the issue, he will do so. And if not, he will bring it to the put it on the village board agenda, but unfortunately we're not allowed to discuss anything that is not on the agenda or take action on it.
I'm sorry, unfortunately, what was the last part of my, it disconnected.
Oh, sure. We're just not allowed to discuss anything that's not on the agenda. But Brad is our village administrator, and he is happy to take care of anything you need. And if he needs our help, he'll definitely come to us. Okay?
Okay. So contact Brad.
Yep. And you can reach him at brad@villageofalloway.com.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry we can't help you tonight, though. You're also feel free to send any of the board members an email if you have any questions, but Brad's the best place to start.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I guess it was just a big thing about the code of the structure being up, so I'm just concerned as to repercussions for it being still up until the problem is resolved, if that makes sense. I don't want to get any more fines, or I don't want to incur any fines or anything of that nature due to the issue.
Okay. Well, Brad doesn't have to wait for us. If it doesn't require our assistance, Brad can take care of it.
Okay. Okay. So I guess it's an amendment of a code. So.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what the item is. So if you want to reach out to me tomorrow, we can talk.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, Curtis.
Oh, absolutely. Take care, everybody. I'm sure you'll see me soon. I just bought the house on Friday, so.
Oh, welcome to Alloway.
Yeah, so I've been here for about 4 years now, going on 5 years. I love the neighborhood. I love the neighborhood. Absolutely love it.
Great. We're looking forward to seeing you again then.
All right, awesome. See you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number 8. Application for Class A beer and liquor license for Sales Foods of Alloway, Inc., formerly known as Austin's, at 3823 South Webster Avenue. The request is being put in by Mr. Michael Cervello, who I see is in our meeting this evening. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. I got invited by Carrie, so I figured I'd zoom in here. So
very good. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll accept a motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Mr. Atwood, seconded by?
Second.
Trustee Green, any discussion? Would anyone like me to invite Mr. Cervello to introduce himself?
Absolutely. And what are the plans?
Mr. Cervello, please introduce yourself. Tell us.
Yeah, I'm Michael Cervello, known as Sal in the trade market for the grocery business. I've been in the business most of my life, and this opportunity came up. I have two stores currently right now, one in Black Creek, Wisconsin, and one in Wausaukee up north. The opportunity came to me for this Austin's location several months ago, and we just kind of worked through it, and here we are. So it was kind of a tight window. We still don't have an exact opening day, although the paper kind of put it out there. It was going to be Friday, but it's going to be delayed a little bit. But looking forward to working with, you know, the village of Alloway and the people in the surrounding area. So
excellent. Well, welcome to Alloway.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And thanks to the girls in the office there who helped me get my liquor license going. I was kind of late getting to the table there because the window was closing in on getting it to the meeting tonight, so I appreciate it very much.
Good. So. Okay. We have Matthew.
If Mike's telling us that the closing or the switch of ownership is not set in stone, we don't have a date, should an adjustment be made in terms of the motion for the starting date of switching the liquor license?
Yeah, I think it has to be. Austin still has their license, I think, through June 30th, I believe. Is that correct? And then I can let you know when the exact date's going to be when I find that out. I'm assuming it's going to be within the next 10 days. So,
could we revise the motion to approve upon transfer of
Thank you.
Yeah. So moved.
Trustee Green?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion to approve the liquor license once transfer of ownership takes place, and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Mike, welcome to Alloway. Thanks so much for doing business here.
Yeah, thanks for including me. I look forward to working with you.
Bye. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Item number 9, future agenda items. Is there anything that a fellow board member would like to see on a future agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number
10. I'll throw one out there. I got a little email traffic from a constituent talking about the signage issue and enforcement of that. And we're resolving that. Some of the stragglers that are out there, Brad and staff have been taking steps to finally start encouraging people that, you know, we do have an ordinance that limits the amount of time a political sign can be out there. I don't know if that's worth revisiting, but so many signs, you know, every sign is political. Like I said to Brad, if you have somebody who's against the teachers' union or whatever union, and the neighbor next door says a proud union home, or whatever the political issue is, there are a lot of signs that are kind of on the edge, and I just wonder, given the state of politics, whether the board is going to have a role in revisiting some of those political signage issues. Maybe it's a clear cut. Maybe statewide there's a pretty clear cut template ordinance that is consistent from village to village, but I wonder if that's an item.
It's my understanding that we follow the state statutes, and we don't have anything that goes against what the state puts in place. And if there's a state statute, I don't think anything we put in place would overrule that, would it?
Don't believe so.
We could certainly look into it, Chris.
And if I guess to report back, we would, in any event, we have the authority on how strictly to enforce it, or how our staff, you know, deals with it. And knock on wood, maybe we're good for another couple of years, but I think people have found that we saw so many more banners and flags and side issue things, and I associate with this movement or that movement, and I guess it's been proven to be pretty successful up there. They wouldn't do it, and, you know, maybe the Wisconsin municipalities or the state legislature will do that for us, but maybe we should have that discussion as well.
Okay.
I'll just throw that out there. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else someone would like to see on a future agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 10. May I have a motion to convene in a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session?
Move to enter closed session.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Genrich, any discussion? We have a motion to go into closed and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. Roll call, Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
President Rafter, aye. We are enclosed.